This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We've been focusing a lot on finances and potential for financial calamity. Financial crisis was the term that you used earlier here tonight.
Yeah, I don't have anything better to describe it by. Yeah.
Bad times. So, you know, what do you do to prepare for that beyond, as you pointed out earlier tonight, Mark, the idea of, hey, get your spending under control. You know, try to reduce the things that you are purchasing that you don't really need to purchase. You know, cut back on vices, cut back on habits. And it does take some amount of willpower in order to do that. It may help if you have a partner, somebody you can kind of work with on budgeting and things like that. But you can also reduce expenses beyond just cutting out habits and, you know, things that you might like by taking on a renter or, you know, taking on roommates or something like that. People that, you know, are responsible, obviously, that helps. You don't want somebody who's going to make your life more difficult or more costly. So that's kind of a tricky thing to do in some circumstances. But if you can lower your costs by sharing those costs with others, that's another way to hack at it.
Two can live more cheaply than one.
Right. And a lot of immigrants understand this, right? They pack in a lot of cases, as many people as possible into a house, and as long as they're okay with living that way, I don't care. You should be able to live however you want. You should be able to pack them in like sardines, or if you can afford it, live all by yourself in a fancy house,
yeah.
Whatever it is that
slowly
works.
Slowly go crazy.
For you. speaking of crazy, Miley Cyrus apparently is backing a cannabis cafe. Now, I don't know if it's crazy to back a cannabis cafe, but you know, she's had her share of incidents. America's First Lounge, this according to Bloomberg, apparently Bloomberg Canada? BNN Bloomberg, whatever that is. Their first lounge to allow consuming cannabis in the United States, and I would say since Prohibition started, opens on Monday in West Hollywood. It's called Lowell Cafe and brings a bit of Amsterdam to the U.S. with a fancy name. For the first time in the country, customers will legally be able to order pot as if it were a bottle of wine. And that, in fact, is the upscale analog its owners are aiming for. The cannabis can be smoked in pre-rolled joints or vaped, even as the industry is grappling with a spike in lung damage and deaths linked to vaping. Now, let's clarify here. The industry isn't grappling with this because it's not their problem. The industry has certain, you know, manufacturing standards that they adhere to, and the industry of THC-related vape products is fine. Their products are not the ones that are being accused of killing people. The ones that are accused of killing people are the black market THC vape products, where you don't know where that came from.
Right.
It may have the same logo as the legal product on it. It may have the same packaging on it, but there's a lot of
counterfeit.
There's counterfeit, right. There's counterfeit packaging out there. You can buy the stuff on, like, Alibaba. You know what Alibaba is? It's this.
It's like fur and Amazon.
It's like almost like a wholesaler Amazon. They've got a lot of like wholesale level purchasing that you can do on there. You can buy massive amounts of product from manufacturers in China, basically. And that's what's going on here. Is the Chinese ripoff artists or whatever? They're taking the packaging from legitimate THC vape vendors, and they're aping it, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. There's some articles online that will kind of give you tips on how to tell the difference from one to another. Odds are good if you're buying the product from a legal outlet. They probably are doing, you know, the legit thing and buying it from the actual manufacturer through a legit
likely
distributor.
Unless they got tricked.
If you're buying on the black market, you have no idea what you're getting. But that's the way the black market's always been. And that's why it's nice to see, finally, cannabis getting into a more legalized state. So it's not the industry that's grappling with this. If the industry is doing anything, what they're trying to do is differentiate their products from the ripoffs. So I was reading an article today about a company that spent millions of dollars on new packaging, you know, holograms or whatever, trying to differentiate their legitimate, the real McCoy packaging from the fakes, just to have the Chinese knockoffs, I mean, rip them off relatively soon thereafter. So it's this sort of ongoing chase, this, you know, sad game that is putting people's health at risk. And it's not because the Chinese manufacturers are evil or whatever, they're trying to kill people, or whoever it is that's doing this manufacturing. It may be somebody in the United States. We don't know necessarily where these black market carts are coming from. Somebody's cooking up whatever they're putting in there, and it's getting put in there at some point, and in the black market, you have no idea where it's coming from. The blame race lays squarely at the feet of the government of the world, specifically in this case, the U.S. federal government, the DEA, and their crackdown and the drug prohibition. Because if it weren't for drug prohibition, if cannabis weren't prohibited, then everything, almost every product on the market would be legitimate.
But this is, they're aping non-prohibited products.
But so, they're being sold in prohibited places.
Okay. So,
as one of our co-hosts, his name's Nobody, points out, in the black market, you don't know what the supply chain is. Whereas in the legal marketplace, you do know what the supply chain is. It can be found out if necessary. For instance, in Walmart, we've talked about Walmart.
So this is a bigger problem where...
This is a problem where black markets exist.
Black markets exist everywhere, but
true.
This is a bigger problem where marijuana is outlawed.
It's prohibitive.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there are black markets in the states where marijuana is outlawed, or where marijuana is legal, but the reason those black markets exist is because of legalization and all the government regulations that surround it. If we didn't have all those government controls, the black market could be eliminated for the most part by legitimate legal competition between manufacturers and retailers. It doesn't exist.
It's probably not the regulation that's the problem in most of those markets. It's probably the taxation that's the problem in those markets.
That's all a problem because it all adds to the costs.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all about the
cost.
These
regulations are ridiculous. I mean,
I have not tried
reading them because it's likely going to be overwhelming. But some of these regulations involve tagging with RFID tags every single plant that you're growing. The government goons want to know exactly how many plants you have and where they are at all times. There has to be an inventory, and there's very strict restrictions, and there's mandatory testing, and there's all kinds of costs that regulations that they're putting on this business. The taxes are also bad, but the total between regulatory cost compliance and taxes puts the costs of these legal products much higher than they would otherwise have to be. And so the black market people in those markets can still undercut the legal competition, and that's tough for the people in the legal market because they've jumped through all these legit legal hoops, and it's frustrating to see that happen. Let's go to Olivia. She's on the line in Arizona. We'll talk more about the Cannabis Cafe that's set to open up in Hollywood coming up on Monday. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark.
Hey. Welcome.
I had a quick question because I wanted to ask a question about the financial problems that could or could not be coming. But I did kind of wonder what happened to the 360 view. Y'all did that at least once. That was really cool. And
yeah, where is that thing? It's somewhere in here. It was like, you know, you're talking about the 360 cam. We did like one or two shows, sort of experimental gimmick shows, where we brought out the 360 cam. Wow, let me see. It was a piece of hardware that it was definitely a gimmick, right? Like, I'm not saying that it's not a technology that doesn't have value or that's not cool or fun. Basically, for listeners that are unfamiliar, you could stream...
The 360 cam is a cam.
Right, but that allowed the viewer to sort of control what they were seeing, right? Unless you were wearing VR goggles, which most of our viewers were not, you could just click on the screen, click and drag, like on the YouTube channel, and you could move. So if the 3D cam or the 360 cam was sitting in the center of our table, which is where it was, you know, Mark, you and I were sitting right across from one another, and so one could then just drag their mouse and watch what your reaction is as I'm talking, or watch me talking, or sit and look at my computer screen, or look over something that's not even happening at all, or maybe look for Jazzy in the background, or whatever. Like, it kind of allowed the viewer to define or direct the viewing experience. And I think that there's a place for that, and I think it's cool. But the technology kind of sucked. It really wasn't, I would say, ready for prime time. The device itself was like a $200 device. I mean, by no means was it the top of the line.
No, but it was cheap.
It also wasn't cheap. And I was surprised when one of the issues the camera had was it overheated. So if you were using it for some amount of time, it would actually shut down. This device wasn't designed for a three-hour-long radio broadcast. It was designed to, like, you know, take for 5 minutes, go in somewhere and look around or whatever. It was short stuff. More coming up here. Free Talk
Live. Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Liquor Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Liquor Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced 6-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call in on our Discord call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm.
Today, a lot of people are taking control of their own health. They want to make sure to avoid the pain of getting sick, the loss of time at work, and constant medical bills. Good nutrition is a key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has the solution. With just 3 Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their vegetable capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. You know, Balance of Nature customers are reporting that skin looks better and that the bags under their eyes go away. They've got an increase in energy, body pain's reduced or goes away. Getting sick less or not at all, you can go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your 3rd month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no extra charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. Balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL.
As we continue here, Olivia is still with us on the line watching on YouTube over in Arizona. Hello, Olivia. Continue. You were calling for a different reason, though, right?
Hey, yeah, well, it kind of ties into doing cool things like that because I'm about to start my own business.
Okay.
Like you said, for me personally, college didn't exactly pan out. And so I'm about to start a website where I consult people and offer different services and things like that. And y'all grew a business from the ground up. I mean, libertarianism 20 years ago, hardly anybody was really into it. So how did y'all do that? How did you find people? And
I'm pretty sure hardly anybody is still into libertarianism today. I don't know if that much has changed with this.
Ron Paul certainly made a big change, though.
He had an impact on some people. I don't know if libertarianism is bigger now because of Ron Paul. It doesn't feel much bigger to me.
Well,
I don't know what the numbers of the Libertarian Party are showing. Go ahead.
It's one person bigger because of me.
Okay, fair enough.
Y'all got me into it.
But there's also people who get fed up and quit, too. So, I don't know. There's a bit of a churn, I think, involved in political movements because people burn out. They get frustrated with the lack of success. And they were just talking on the radio this morning here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. There's like a local kind of Politico show on Saturday mornings. They were talking about ballot access requirements here in New Hampshire. And the Republicans and Democrats raised the number from 3% to 4% that they have to get in like a statewide race. So like the gubernatorial race, if the Libertarians get 4%, they get ballot access at the same level as the Democrats and Republicans. Well, it used to be 3%. And then the Libertarians kept getting ballot access, so the Republicans and Democrats raised it in the 1990s, and it hasn't changed since then. And the Libertarians did manage to pull it off in 2016. They got it again because of people's frustrations, I think. My theory is that the Libertarians did particularly well in 2016 across the board, simply because Trump and Hillary were so bad. Some people voted like Libertarian and Green out of protest.
Yeah, I think that very few people would disagree with that assessment.
Yeah, and so they Libertarians peaked above 4% in the gubernatorial race in that case in New Hampshire. They got their ballot access, and even with the ballot access, couldn't successfully get 1%. I think it was 1.5% was what their next gubernatorial candidate, who was arguably a better candidate than the one in 2016, received. But she didn't get even half of the vote totals that he did. So for some, that's really frustrating, and eventually it's going to burn them out. But I'm glad to hear that you're interested. So you wanted to know about running a business?
Yeah, like business advice, especially at the beginning when there's like nobody knows about you and you're just kind of getting started.
I'm pretty sure we're still there. I mean, there's a lot of people who don't know that Free Talk Live even exists as far as, like, within the industry. My job is to call radio stations during the day and talk to program directors. And it's very rare. It does happen that I will call a program director and he'll know what Free Talk, he'll have heard of Free Talk Live or maybe seen one of our advertisements in Talkers Magazine or something like that.
I'm really surprised that that's still the case.
Still the case. Most people don't know who we are unless I happen to have talked to them in the past, right? Like if I've talked
to them.
But you've
talked to most of them.
I've talked to a lot of them. Yeah, but you know, it's there's a lot of churn in the radio business too where, you know, some guy's a program director and then he decides to move into a real career.
Are they really program directors though anymore?
Not that many anymore, but you know, a lot of people leave radio because there was one guy, Mark, who programmed a station. Actually, it had great call letters for us. Was WFTL down in Southeast Florida. Actually, it was what was that? Fort Lauderdale, I think
it
was.
Yeah,
that was I think what the F and the TL actually stood for. But in that case, the program director of that station during some of the radio cutbacks, we were talking about the recession in the first couple hours of the show. They came to this program director and said, "Well, we'd like to have you stay on as program director, but you're going to have to take a 50% pay cut." What do you think that guy did?
I don't know. He probably went elsewhere.
He packed up and got a job in some productive, you know, area that he could get paid decently at.
Right.
Now most radio companies didn't do that kind of bloodletting, but Cumulus, for instance, which is one of the biggest companies in the business, one of the top two, they told all their employees, "You want to stay on? You got to take a 5% pay cut."
That was years ago, though.
Yeah, it was years ago. There's no doubt about that. But I'm just saying, there's been a lot of churn in the radio business, too, to where program directors who were in the business 10 years ago maybe aren't today. Some of them die off. That happens, too. I've had program directors pass away in the 13 years that I've been doing this job.
So. She was asking about how we got the business set up, and you're just bemoaning some problems. So let me go ahead and...
I'm just trying to make it sound like we're not as big as as she's thinking we are. We're not that big. It's a medium-sized show.
We're the number 26...
You're still here, though.
Yeah, we're still here. That's
we're the number 26 talk show in the U.S.
And that's because, here's the secret, we cut costs to the bone. We basically have, you know, we don't pay rent because we're in my living room. You know, we're in a nice studio in my living room. And so there's never been like a studio rent payment in downtown Sarasota, Florida or something that we had to pay for.
Take, that's great advice. Mm-hmm. Take on debt as slowly as you can in your business. Mm-hmm. The reason that our business worked is because Ian had a skill set of understanding programming on the radio and making the little blinking boxes work. I had the skill set of selling radio ads, and we decided to put something together where we could use our two skill sets, and basically we chose to create content for free in the hopes that we could, in the future, grow this into something that we could sell. We certainly can, to the point that Ian was just complaining during the breaks that I'm selling too much, and he doesn't want to do the work, so I have to bring on somebody to do some extra stuff. But, I mean, you know, those are successes, and I think that, it's fair to mention that. Ian's correct. We are the street preachers of the ideas of liberty. We're going out and trying to find people who don't know these ideas and bring them into the fold. And I think that anybody who understands what the ideas of liberty are, what a libertarian is, that's a success for us. Because usually once they understand it, then they say, oh, well, yeah, that makes perfectly good sense. And, mm-hmm. They may not dedicate their life to it. They may go off and do whatever they do, but at least they understand.
It's an option,
Yeah. Don't get in too over your head, I would say. I mean, obviously a lot of business does require an investment, but certainly I agree with Mark's assessment that if you're going to take on debt, don't do it too much, all at once. Ideally, if you can go into business without taking on debt, like if you've got savings and that can do it, I think that's helpful too, because the less overhead you've got, the better your chances are to survive that first 3 or 6 months or a year. Thank you, Olivia, for the call tonight. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rudy Giuliani, who's a player in the congressional impeachment investigation into the president's dealing with Ukraine, is tweeting about what he calls a major scandal. He says the swamp media and corrupt Democrats are trying to destroy him because he's exposing what he calls their pay-for-play scheme. The president's personal attorney has been called a central figure in the complaint allegations that the president solicited foreign interference in his 2020 re-election bid. The CIA whistleblower's complaint was filed after a July 25th phone call with Ukraine's president, Vladimir Zelensky.
When you look at that conversation, there's no threat. There's no quid pro quo.
But House Democrats now investigating call it an abuse of office and want to depose five State Department officials mentioned in the complaint, including Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, who abruptly resigned on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free, bring up what you want, and you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is our number. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Not only will you sound better if you're on our Discord server as compared to calling in on the phones, but there's now an additional reason, besides just hanging out with Free Talk Live listeners and chatting about various different subjects. There's different rooms on the Discord server. It's a free service. You don't have to pay anything for it. You can actually make money now. You can earn cryptocurrency on the Discord server just by being tipped by other users there. So we've added this crypto tip bot within the last, I think it was like a week ago, basically. I think it was last Saturday, late Saturday night. I added this crypto tip bot. It's called tip.cc. Now, I will put this warning out there. We don't know who programs this bot. This could be a gigantic exit scam, a really brilliant exit scam. I just want to preface this. But it is a fun bot that allows you to carry cryptocurrency balances associated with your Discord account. So you can deposit, if you already have crypto, you can deposit your crypto in there. And then you can send it to people who are on the server. So let's say, Gene the Christian Anarchist, or we had AC on earlier tonight. Somebody calls in from Discord. You like one of the points they make on the air? Send them 10 cents worth of crypto or a dollar's worth or whatever. You can do that with this tip bot. You can also randomly tip people in the chat room. You can tip everybody who's been active in the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever. You can leave airdrops for people to grab and sort of opt into. And there's apparently even like a trivia mode on this bot, which I haven't really even seen how that works yet, but I saw some of the users testing it out recently. And there's even like the bot even has gambling functions, which that's, I suspect, how they're making their money. You know, But we don't get it. This house does not get anything out of the bot. But whoever it is that programmed, the brilliant programmer or programmers who are behind this bot, I presume that's their monetary, that's their plan to monetize the bot if it's not a giant exit scam. So just keep that in mind. Don't put anything into the bot that you don't really want to lose. And you're going to tip it away anyway, right? That's your intention, is you're going to tip people with it. So go to discord.lrn.fm. You can message the tip.cc bot there and send it a message of $help as one word, and then it'll send you a little help file. Help you understand how it works. And people are in there tipping all the time now. It's really, really cool, and I've sent tips pretty much every single night since we got it going. So, again, it's discord.lrn.fm. Now, will you be tipping if you're at the Cannabis Cafe that is about to open up in Hollywood? I suspect that you will. They are expecting that the place is going to be an upscale place for cannabis connoisseurs. They're trying to liken it to like a fancy wine tasting kind of joint, I guess. Not that I spend any time in these kind of places. But I like the idea of finally, at least since Prohibition started, this is going to be the very first time that America has an actual physical, legal location where people can go to purchase and consume cannabis. The story is coming from bnnbloomberg.ca. The cafe is expected to open up on Monday in West Hollywood. It's called the Lowell Cafe. They'll be offering cannabis and pre-rolled joints or available to vape. And the cafe's opening also offers an extension to the cannabis market, where sales are largely confined to dispensaries and online orders, and tests the appetite for a more open and public consumption of a product that's still illegal in many jurisdictions. David Elias, who's co-founder of Los Angeles-based Lowell Herb Company, the cafe's owner, says, quote, "Cannabis consumers have always been relegated to getting their cannabis in a plastic bag, while you can go to a dinner party with a beautiful bottle of wine." He says people want to smoke a joint with their friends in a cafe like they can over a beer. Not in the alley or in their car. And he's right about that. This is something that it's part of what we've done here in Keene, New Hampshire, with the 420 rallies that came back today, by the way, for their 10th anniversary. It was 10 years ago this month, kind of around this week. We're not really sure when.
Everybody was stoned. How would we know?
Also, it happened every day for a series of many weeks here in Keene, where people would go to the Central Square in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, which is kind of in New England towns, the central part of the town is kind of the common, as they call it. It's a public place where people can go gather and, hang out or party or, have an event or protest or whatever. And so we were doing these 420 rallies back in 2009. They ended up getting a fair amount of coverage. I mean, there was not only some local, obviously, front page style coverage. I think it spread out to some national level. Even Cannabis Culture Magazine, which is kind of the High Times of Canada, they did a feature piece on it. And so it was a fairly well-covered historic event where people were openly violating what could have gotten them misdemeanor charges. The possession of cannabis back then in New Hampshire had not been decriminalized at all. So it was a fair amount of risk that participants were taking. The feeling of it today was totally different because the risk level was much lower now with decriminalization. The worst case would be the cops could show up and ticket people and take away their weed. In this case, no cops were present whatsoever, despite an announcement, public announcement about this on the Free Keene blog at freekeene.com.
Well, it's best because the last time the cops showed up and sort of snatched somebody up, all the cannabis protesters went to the cop shop.
It was about half of them. Half stayed in the park, half went.
Terribly sorry. Cop shop. A large enough amount.
Dozens of, cannabis, of them. Yeah.
Dozens of cannabis protesters went to the police station and smoked up in the lobby.
Yeah, true.
And this
There's video.
This
it
is
happens.
The sort of thing that puts the cops in a really bad position because
well, they put themselves in the position.
But, you know, yeah. they're all about numbers, and they're not going to walk out there. The four guys that are on duty are going to walk out there. All right, you're all under arrest, and then everybody just runs out. You know, like they have no control.
Right, they stood there and watched from behind their plexiglass.
All they could do.
So the kind of the point, or at least one of the points of those 420 rallies, the public cannabis civil disobedience, was, in my opinion, was to normalize, to bring out from the shadows, and this is what this guy is talking about, where people are used to smoking in their car, you know, before they go into the restaurant to hang out with their friends, and or, you know, smoking before they go into the concert or whatever. This is kind of the way things have always been under prohibition. And the idea behind the 420 rallies was, let's get this out into the open. Let's have people come out there. You know, we need a guy in a business suit. We need people, the hippies. We need all kinds of the people who smoke cannabis or consume cannabis are a wide range. And it's not all the, whoa, dude, you know, that stereotype that you see in movies. Those people exist. There's no doubt about it.
Plenty of people came out and didn't smoke at all. They just
supported it. Right, and that happened today as well.
And the fact that some people came out and rolled and you know, smoked rolled up cigarettes, hand rolled cigarettes.
Tobacco cigarettes.
Tobacco cigarettes as opposed to marijuana, that also sort of added to the confusion, right? Now what do the cops do?
Yeah, I remember that was a fun thing. I think they called them jokers and tokers
jokers
or something
tokers,
like that. The jokers were the ones with the hand-rolled cigarettes. Actually, one of the guys who got arrested was smoking mint. When there was two arrests that happened in Keene, not today, but ten years ago. He was smoking hand-rolled mint cigarettes, and they had to let him go because it wasn't actual cannabis. And then, of course, then Rich Paul now has changed his name to Nobody. He once again led the festivities today. I did get some video and some photos, and at some point I'll put together a blog post about that over at freekeene.com. But going on here with the Cannabis Cafe, so this is the Lowell Cafe in Hollywood. They sell pre-rolled smokes to more than 300 dispensaries. So this is actually the company behind this cafe sounds like a wholesaler. So they're selling to the dispensaries the pre-rolled joints. And it says here the 46-year-old former Wall Street trader started the business in 2017 with five employees, a year after California's Adult Use of Marijuana Act passed. And he now has a staff of more than 200 and counts pop star Miley Cyrus and other celebrities as investors. With California Governor Gavin Newsom's executive order this month to curb youth vaping and spend more than $20 million on an awareness campaign aimed at both nicotine and cannabis vaping products, the cafe's opening faces challenges too. Elias said, quote, "It's a tricky situation." He said further, "It's something we're learning about every day and helping to inform our decisions based off the information that's available to us, which is very limited." And they go into the 77% of cases of patients with vaping-related lung injuries apparently had used products containing THC. However, they don't point out that those products... Oh, no, they do mention it here. Well, yeah, they do mention that it was the black market where those contaminants are found. So again, if you're buying THC vape products on the black market, just like the black market has always been, there's risk involved.
Otherwise, vapes haven't had a problem.
Higher risk than normal vapes. I mean, we're not saying vapes are good for you, but the black market ones are less likely to be good for you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just tipped everybody in the chat room who's been active there in the last, I don't know how long. I don't know what active means, but presumably the last 5 or 10 minutes or something like that. You can get in our chat room over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also, we've been talking about legal cannabis. It's still a minority of states that have it, but I bet you in 5 years from now, we're going to be getting close to half. I'm just going to go out on that limb. It seems inevitable at this point. The cat's out of the bag. People in the legal states are starting to realize that, my God, the sky hasn't fallen. Not everybody is getting high and getting behind the wheel and crashing cars. It's not the sort of terrifying situation that the prohibitionists wanted you to believe that it would be when cannabis was legalized. And, of course, it's being taxed, and it's raised quite a bit of tax dollars in places like Colorado and Washington State and others.
Right, and most of the things that they say is that more people will smoke pot. And I don't know that there's, maybe there's some evidence of that. Maybe it's not. One of the things that's going
on. I can tell you this. I've smoked less cannabis since more options have become available.
Sure.
Now, we're living in a black market here in New Hampshire, but because of the legal markets, there's product that you know, leaks out the back door, so to speak, of these legal markets, it's not legal for them to cross, you know, state lines. But they sure do. And as a result of that, there's more edible products and more vape products available in the black market than there ever was 10 years ago. They're affordable, and they're alternatives to cannabis. So the more options there are in the market, the less I think people are going to actually smoke it.
Right, understood, smoke. But
use cannabis? Sure.
Consume might be a better term. And I don't know if that, you know, maybe it's the case, maybe it's not. When you look at these places, some people were traveling at one point to Denver for pot tourism.
Pot tourism, yeah.
Right, so you can't say that, well, it appears as though per capita more marijuana is being bought than it ever was before. Well, yeah, that's because people are coming in town.
Right.
And
it's an attraction.
It's hard to know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. And then when you start looking at what marijuana's devastation to society or whatever compared to things like alcohol.
Heroin.
Heroin. People do use marijuana to get off of addictive drugs.
Yeah, true.
And to some level of success.
And Kratom as well.
Using Kratom
people are
also
getting off of addictive
drugs. But the DEA wanted to get rid of that too.
They banned it in Franklin, New Hampshire recently.
So there you go.
So if you want to comment, you can.
It just sounds bad, though. Kratom? That's
Kratom.
Not bad.
Let's go to Mike. He's in Gold Bar, Washington, listening to KBKW in Aberdeen. Hello, Mike.
Hey, you guys, I wish I was a little bird right now to go see how much money people are putting out for a, what did you call it, a pre-rolled marijuana cigarette in California?
Hollyweed? I don't
know.
That's
$5. Washington State, there's so many pot stores. They've got to have these sales. So you can buy an ounce of that marijuana in Washington sometimes for $50.
Wow.
When they start jumping them up to even $10 a gram, that's $280 per ounce of marijuana. No one will buy it because there's so much of it. You go down the street and it's half price. I mean, it's amazing. So when they're done in Hollywood, fly to Seattle real quick, bring $40 or $50 and get you a month's worth of pot, maybe $100.
Well, one of the things that they've run into in California is the regulations. Mark, you talked earlier about how regulations you didn't think were such a big deal. Well, they are. And in fact, regulations have basically killed a lot of the legal marijuana business down there because it's essentially made it prohibitively expensive to do business. And the black market can undercut them left and right. And, you know, the black market guys are going to deliver to your house, too. So why not pay them to do it and pay half the price?
Yeah. Well,
are people
we don't
buying
have that
black market?
I don't think we have that problem here because there's not many people selling marijuana on the street because it's so cheap in the stores.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah, if you knew of any black
market
dealers.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a plastic bag. We buy it, and in Washington, it comes in a jar with a
like
pretty
a glass
lid.
Jar.
Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah,
very
glass
nice.
Jar, real glass.
It's like an only baby food jar,
you know.
Now, do you know people
like all kinds
Mike,
of cool jars?
Mike, do you know people who started smoking cannabis since it became legal?
I know people that smoke way more. Like, I probably smoke more than I should because it's so convenient to just go get a couple of those rollies, you know, or whatever. I think it's just people are smoking a little bit more.
When you say so rollies, you mean pre-rolled cannabis?
Yeah. We get two of them for $5 in Washington.
Two
probably
for five?
Yeah, but they couldn't be anywhere near as good as the ones in California because I'm only stoned for like a couple hours, you know, after I smoke one. So they're probably not really very good. That's why.
No, I mean, that's because you smoke all the time. That's why it's only lasting 2 hours.
Is.
Yeah,
that's
for
it.
You. Here's a comparison price for you. When Massachusetts, which is the state south of where we are, they opened up their legal market. Actually, it was, I think, November of last year, so it's been almost an entire year in Massachusetts. We actually went down there. Well, not you, Mark, but a couple of the Free Talk Live co-hosts made a little trek down there because we wanted to be there on opening day just to see what it was all about, what it was like, what the scene was, and what the vibe was like, and went down there and went into the pot shop there, and maybe they've gotten cheaper since then because there's more shops that have opened in the last year, but at the time there were only two shops in Massachusetts. They were charging $70, and then it was plus tax, so it was actually ended up being like $85 for five cannabis cigarettes. So we're talking about
they tried that in Washington for about a week. Hey,
Mike, thanks for calling.
Hey, you guys,
appreciate
thanks
it.
For bringing your show to us.
My Bye. Pleasure. Well, actually, that was KBKW that brought it to you, so thank them. Please call Bill over there at KBKW and tell him thank you for airing Free Talk Live. They actually air us every day during the week as well. They take an hour of the show, and I really appreciate it.
This is
and they're live.
The marketplace at work, right? Like, so the guy who's selling pot wants to sell as little pot as possible for the highest price he can possibly get away with.
Mm-hmm.
So five joints for $85, which sounds outrageous to me.
It was outrageous. But everything else was outrageous in the store, and I kind of felt like that was the best value. Like, you could buy a quarter ounce of weed for like $120 or something ridiculous like that, but at least there somebody rolled the damn joint for you. All you had to do was pull it out and smoke it.
So, That doesn't surprise me at all. It's when competition gets in into the marketplace. And in Washington and Colorado, Denver, the competition's there. In these places where they say, all right, we're going to have three places in the entire state where they're going to have legal recreational dispensaries. Well, of course the prices are high because people have to drive so far. They don't want to. And, you know, it's just frustrating. Basically, all you're doing is creating jobs for weed dealers.
So if you want to comment, of course, you're welcome to join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Wow, let's see. Pre-rolled joints. I'm looking at the menu here. I guess it's down to $12 for a pre-rolled joint. So it's lower than what it was, but it's still outrageously high by comparison to what you get outside. But then again, there's not that much competition generally to the Massachusetts stores. They're still fairly limited. Vermont, for instance, doesn't have the legal sales of cannabis yet. You can legally grow it. You can legally smoke it, possess it in Vermont. You can gift it to others. But there's not actually a storefront kind of situation. Of course, New Hampshire just has decrim, so there's no store sales there. And I don't think Maine has yet opened their... I haven't heard, at least, that Maine has opened the doors on their first store, although that is supposedly coming. So, back to the story...
Half the country here soon.
Yeah, that's what I think, probably within the next 5 years or so. But
Florida and Texas really need to get their butts in gear, though.
Texas is still a felony down there, from what
it's
I understand.
It's outrageous.
They're going to be one of the last to go. I bet Utah will go before
Texas. We're Republicans, and that's important and
we
stuff.
We love business, except...
right.
We love putting people in jail, is what we love. We love creating business for prison guards.
Yeah. So they're talking about this cannabis cafe, this upscale thing that's going to exist in Hollywood. It's going to open up on Monday. According to Bloomberg BNN, the owner says he did have to work with the synagogue across the street, which had raised the issue of the smell of the cannabis. He's addressed the concerns with odor mitigation systems in the venue, which has a 220 seating capacity in both indoor and outdoor areas. This is not a small little club. 220 is a pretty big joint, so to speak. The trend of consuming cannabis on site hasn't yet taken hold in the U.S. I mean, in most places, it's not legal. You know, they don't have a legal structure in most legal states, as I understand it, to even open something like this. You're going to likely see that change after this because there's going to be some serious money in it, and the politicians are going to want to get a piece of that. For tourists visiting from Amsterdam, where cannabis cafes line the streets, it's puzzling that it's legal to buy weed in some of these U.S. states, but there's nowhere to consume it, because in a lot of cases, public consumption is also made illegal, even though it's legal to possess.
You can buy it, but we don't want to watch you smoke it.
And the entrepreneur in this case says he sees an opportunity to create a California brand in the same way that Levi and Strauss did with jeans. So I wish him the best of luck. He did apparently have, it was a tough time getting through the regulatory structure. 400 applications were sent to the city of West Hollywood, and he was one of 8 that got approved. So good old government standing in the way. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Follow us on twitter.freetalklive.com and toot.freetalklive.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.